Now, if you come across some hikers in the woods or people checking out a part of a river, they might just be interested in the terrain, but they might also be looking for modern-day buried treasure.
Geocaching uses GPS and other technology to track down boxes of goodies and other items in parks, forests, and other locations.
There's a big following in Wisconsin, and starting tonight, geocachers will be able to participate in activities leading up to a big geocaching event this weekend in West Bend.
Dawn Children is the president of the Wisconsin Geocaching Association. Dawn, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, for people who have never done it, people like, I'll admit, me, what is geocaching? How does it work?
Geocaching is using your either a mobile device or a GPS to find cleverly hidden containers in the woods or on a trail.
And who hides these containers?
Anyone can hide these containers. So it's not open up to selective people, but grandmas, grandpas, you've got your techno people. There's lots of fun, different things out there, and even gadget caches.
So if I wanted to get started, how would I find a place that I knew would have a cache and find the coordinates for it?
Well, you go to www.geocaching.com. You look for the area on the map that you would like to go and find geocaches at. Circle in on that area, and what you do is download the coordinates, and then you take your GPS or your mobile phone, and you go to the area, and you go find the geocache container, and then you go back on the computer or on your mobile phone, and you log it as a find, if you find it.
And this is a fairly recent sport. I mean, obviously, GPS hasn't been around forever, and it hasn't been available to the public forever. Can you talk about how geocaching got started?
Well, actually, geocaching has been around since the year 2000, so it's actually not that new. And we're able, as soon as the government allowed regular civilian users to be able to get accurate GPS readings, that is when it all started out on the East Coast and in Portland, actually. There's a gentleman that decided he wanted to do the Great American GPS Stash Hunt, and he went and hid some stuff out in the woods. I believe it was a coffee can. And he posted it on some internet forums, and people actually went out to go find it. So there is the birth of geocaching back in 2000.
What is it that grabbed you, that captured your attention about geocaching?
I love to be outdoors. I love to explore. And I love finding things that are very difficult to find. I mean, some geocaches are really easy. Some geocaches are really hard. And it's the cleverly put together caches that are my favorite, and I want to go back and find more and more and more different ones.
I mean, I guess who wouldn't like the idea of going out and finding hidden treasure? I mean, it's like having the pirate map, but a high-tech version of it.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Now, you said some of them are harder and easier to find. So what makes a more difficult geocache setup?
Well, geocaching is based on a difficulty and terrain grid. So the higher the number, goes from 1 to 5, the higher, more difficult or the higher the terrain is. Some geocaches, you need boats or kayaks, or you have to climb a tree 30 feet up in the air, so your terrain level goes up based on what your terrain is. And then some geocaches are very, very cleverly hidden and have not been found yet, even in southeast Wisconsin there are some. They're just so well done that they're not visible to the naked eye, no matter how long you've been looking for geocaches.
Well, now, hold on. Could there be a prankster out there claiming that they've geocached something, but either intentionally or, I guess, unintentionally not left it there? Could there be just people hunting for something that isn't there?
No, actually, these actually have to be reviewed by reviewers. Geocaching reviewers that they actually say, okay, this is what I placed. And here it is. This is what it is. So the things that are actually there are really there. Some of them are just harder to find than others.
Talking to Dawn Children, president of the Wisconsin Geocaching Association. And Dawn, you have an event going on in West Bend starting to kick off tonight. What's going on?
Well, there's some pre-West Bend Cache Bash events that are starting today, tomorrow. And the actual West Bend Cache Bash event starts on Friday. So it's the 10th annual Cache Bash in West Bend, and they're going to be celebrating what they call Cache Wars. It's going to have kind of a George Lucas type of feel to it this year.
So what happens at a Cache Bash like this?
Well, what happens here is that we've got a few different hiders from the area, and they're mostly local to to the West Bend area that have gone out and placed caches. And West Bend Chamber actually does like a passport book where you actually go out and find these caches that have been placed. And then you go find the caches, you stamp your book, you turn in your book at the end of Saturday when the event is done for your chance to win up to $1,000 worth of prizes.
And looking at the website, it looks like some people are doing this in teams. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people can do it in teams or you can do it by yourself.
And one thing that I noticed was everybody has a second name, their human name and then their geocacher name. Can you talk about that?
Yes. It's actually kind of fun. You can actually be whomever you want to be while you're geocaching. So you can be, for instance, there's a couple that we know. They call themselves two old crabs. So it describes you and your personality. And so you can be whoever you want when you geocache.
Well, I don't know if this is a breach of geocache etiquette. Can I ask your geocaching name?
My geocaching name is Raw Evil.
I'm sorry?
Raw Evil.
Raw Evil. You seem really nice. Yeah. Where did that name come from?
Well, actually, my husband picked it out. And it's part of a band from way back in the 80s, early 90s. And I just went with it. It's just easier sometimes.
Okay. All right. And that's fun. It sounds like an intimidating name. Do you do this competitively?
The intimidation part or the geocaching?
The geocaching, yeah.
It can be competitive. It really is just to go out there and have fun, communicate with other people. And some people make it more than what it is. And some people just have their own challenges or they put their challenges up against others. So,
is Wisconsin a pretty big state when it comes to geocaching?
Wisconsin has a lot of geocaches. And Wisconsin Geocaching Association has been around since 2001. So there's a pretty good concentrated group of us here in this area.
Are there geocaches that are kind of your holy grail, some of those hard-to-find ones you were talking about earlier that you're really hoping to find in the next year?
We participate in what they call the Wisconsin Geocaching Association's Lonely Cache Game. Now, these caches have not been found in a couple of years, but they're still out there and they still exist. And sometimes you need to solve some really difficult puzzles, get in a kayak, get in a boat, to go and try to unearth these things that have not been found in such a long time. So, yes, I've got a lot of stuff on coming up soon. I just got to wait for the water to recede.
Oh, wow. Okay. So seasonal, some of them.
Some of them are seasonal, and some of the geocaches that are on lakes and rivers and streams, you can either cache them as they're intended during the warmer months, or a lot of people like to do what they call hard water caching, where actually ice over, and then they actually go find the geocaches that are on these lakes and rivers.
As we wrap up with this Cache Bash in West Bend, the main events this weekend, is this only for seasoned pros? Or if people are listening saying, hey, that sounds cool, can first-timers come and check it out?
It is open to everyone. So it's not just for people that have been geocaching forever, but everybody's welcome to come there. There's different events going on leading up, a pre-bash meet and greet, and then there's the West Bend Cache Bash. And on Sunday, the Wisconsin Geocaching Association has their annual pancake breakfast. But everybody is welcome, and there's lots of people there to help. They'll be having GPS downloads, and it's great to get together with other people and enjoy doing the same things that you do.
Dawn, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dawn Children is the president of the Wisconsin Geocaching Association. The group's 10th annual West Bend Cache Bash is happening this weekend.